Hey, Scarecasters. The date is September 24th, 2021. And I want to tell you a scary bedtime story tonight. This is going to be a new series that I have on my podcast. So hopefully you guys don't mind the short stories. These stories might be 1 minute, it might be 3 minutes, it might be 10. But, I just want to be a little more present in your feed. Put a little more episodes out so you guys always have something fresh to listen to, no matter how long to tell. Today we're going to be reading Windows Update, which is featured in Blair Daniels' Don't Scream, 60 Tales of Terror book. If you would like to buy this book, the Amazon link will be in the description of this episode. So here we go. Make sure you tuck in your bed, make sure you get a comfy blanket. Make sure you sit comfortably through this scary story. Updates suck. I was sitting there doing important work. Okay, no. I was reading Reddit and listening to Kansas when I got up to get a drink. When I came back, the screen was blue and it said installing update. 2%. Well, fuck, I thought. There goes my next hour. When the screen finally loaded, I entered my password, and the startup jingle sounded in my speakers. Not much was different, except the taskbar had completely disappeared. All my desktop icons were gone, except for one. A folder named Documents. I clicked it. In Documents, there were three files. Personality, face map, and a folder called Assets. None of the files looked familiar. Curious, I clicked on the first one. Personality took a few seconds to open. It was a huge file, cramped with lines and lines of code I didn't understand. Strange words like varmood jumped out at me. And since I've never coded anything in my life, I couldn't really make heads or tails of it. FaceMap was a huge image that took several minutes to load. And when it did, it was a strange mosaic of images. Curved swaths of golden tan, half of what looked like a woman's lips, cut out dark eyes, but then a separate piece of the image next to it that was just a carved line of lashes. It looked like someone had digitally stripped off a woman's face, laid it flat, and then cut and jumbled up all the pieces. And if you were artistically inclined, you could resemble the images on a 3D face. Assets was the only one left. I clicked on it. Inside was a long list of files of every type. Audio files. Laughter.mp3. Sneeze.mp3. Footstep pattern.mp3. Images that look similar to FaceMap in terms of being cut out, but they looked like clothing rather than skin. Denim texture, floral patterns, slices of high heels. Curious, I clicked on laughter.mp3. I stopped dead. The sound of my own laughter filled the speakers, playing on a loop. The same wheezing sound I made when I sucked in air. The same hearty chuckle afterwards. I closed out of it, my heart pounding. As soon as I did, blip, a dialogue window popped up. Are you enjoying your new Windows experience? Yes or no? I clicked no. Blip, it popped up again, asking the same question. Are you enjoying your new Windows experience? No. Are you enjoying your new Windows experience? No, no, no. I smacked the lid down, threw my computer on the couch, and walked out of the room. This is crazy. I sat down at the kitchen table and opened a Facebook tab on my phone. Maybe other people are talking about the update. They were, but not in the same way I thought. As I scrolled through my friends' status updates, my heart started to pound. KDG.
The new Windows update is amazing. Thank you, Bill Gates.
Eric C.
Did you guys try the new Windows update?
It's so good. Like, how did I even use the computer before this? Divya P.
If your computer didn't download the new update automatically, you can download it manually. Link and instructions in the comments. Don't miss out.
Strangely enough, none of them went into specifics about what changed or what was awesome. A heavy dread settled in my stomach. Blip doop blop. I glanced at the phone. Dan, incoming call. I picked it up.
Hey, when are you going to be home?
Oh, soon. Yeah, I just wanted to call you to tell you to make sure you update your Windows system today. My heart stopped dead.
What?
I croaked out. The new update is amazing. Anyway, I gotta go. I'll see you soon, okay? Click. I stared at the phone for a long time. Then, I ran up to the front door and locked the deadbolt, because I'm not entirely sure that was Dan on the phone. I don't know what to think. Maybe it's a glitch, a strange string of occurrences. Or maybe for years, Windows has been gathering data, taking pictures of us through our webcams, recording the sounds we make. Maybe finally it has enough data to perfectly mimic us. So I'm posting this to warn you. Soon, you're going to see your friends, your family, and even Reddit talking about this amazing new update. They would do anything to get you to download it. Don't do it. Get rid of your computer. Unplug it. Take out the battery. Or let the battery die. And stow it in your closet and don't open it again. And if you need your computer, the only way to block any update is to go to your settings and set your connection at a metered connection. Windows won't download anything on a metered connection to save you money. But I'm sure that soon they'll change that. And none of us will be able to escape. Right now, I'm writing this from my phone. And as soon as it's posted, I'm getting rid of it too. It's not a Windows phone, but I'm not willing to take any risk. Good luck. I hope you enjoyed that bedtime story. Make sure you guys check out the rest of my episodes if you haven't. Catch up on the Scarecast. If you have any story recommendations, please send them my way. And also, if you can please share this episode on your Instagram feed, whether it be your page or your stories, or even anywhere on social media, or text a friend, that can greatly help me grow the podcast. I hope you get some good sleep tonight, and be safe out there. And until next time.